Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses appears to be bringing people together. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says that could be one positive out of this tragedy.
If something good comes out of it, it will be because people are imitating Melissa Hortman's example as a public servant, which is to always be respectful, level-headed, and courteous when dealing with people with whom you disagree.
Scheer says politicians have been dialing down the rhetoric since the killing of House Speaker Emerita Hortman and her husband and shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Current Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth says even though Hortman and her were on the opposite sides of the aisle, she had a lot of respect for her.
I have great respect for how she led the chamber and her caucus. She was incredibly wise with political savvy, not always to my benefit, and that is okay, but just incredibly wise, very much cared about Minnesota and did what she felt was best for the state.
Daymuth says because of Hortman's openness, their relationship grew through the years, including during this last session, which proved difficult for both lawmakers. Democratic Senator Tina Smith is calling out Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah over social media posts she says mocked the recent deadly shooting of a Minnesota lawmaker. Smith says Lee crossed a line by posting, "This is what happens when Marcus don't get their way," and later, "Nightmare on Wall Street." She confronted Lee on the Senate floor, telling him his words were painful and wrong. According to Smith, Lee offered no apology. Authorities say there was no sign of forced entry into a break-in at the Eota Food Pantry in southeastern Minnesota. In other headlines, officials at the National Weather Service say they received a handful of tornado reports during Monday's severe storms. Meteorologist Melissa Dye says several of the reports in south-central Minnesota were the same tornado.
Most of the reports we got were out of Nicolet County. And then again in Blue Earth County, so on the other side of Mankato. And then way up in northern Todd County, south of Wadena, we had tornado report up there as well.
Authorities in Todd County said the roof was blown off a barn near Bertha. Dye says there were reports of funnel clouds and rotating wall clouds in Carver and McLeod counties, but no tornadoes touched down. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has named Dr. Sean Erkan Vang as its new chief medical officer. In his new role, he will help lead the department's healthcare division, overseeing the quality of medical care at all MDVA facilities statewide. This is MNN.